let's get back to Consult Us on Business on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Frank Bisconti.
Welcome back to the show once again. Just as a reminder, if you have any questions at all about anything that you've heard today, or if you're running a small business, have some challenges, and you want to give us a call, you can call us at 888-GO-4-IT. That's 888-463-6748. We'll do the best we can to get you on the air and talk to you about what might be going on in your small business lives. The subject we want to talk about in this last segment is extremely, extremely important if you're thinking about starting a business, but also thinking about bringing in one or more partners. Picking partners is a very tricky thing. And in just a second, I'm going to go through the profiles of 10 types of partners you absolutely do not want to pick for your business. But first, there are some reasons why you might want to consider having a partner. One is simply skill set. If you're really strong on the accounting side and you have a great idea for a business and you're really kind of weak on the sales and marketing side, you may want to bring in that more A-type personality that can drive the front end of your business while you manage the back end of your business. Skill set compatibility is very important in order to build a great team and run a business to profitability. Another reason why people bring partners into businesses is simply money. You may not have a lot of money to set up and run a business, but you may know someone that is looking to get into a business that may have some money to invest. So he becomes more of an investment type of partner. Now, those can be silent partners or those can be active partners. That would be up to you to decide what role you would want that partner to play. And you also pick partners based on need. You know, it's possible that in your business that you're thinking about setting up, you may not have a lot of time to spend in building this business. Maybe you want to do it part-time and you're looking for a partner that wants to dedicate more time. But let's get on to the task at hand. Actually picking partners or not picking partners. There is one very important thing to know about the process of picking partners, and that is an interview process. Interviewing partners is not the same as interviewing employees for your company. There are no rules. There are a lot of rules when you want to interview employees. There are federal and state rules that govern what types of questions you can ask and not ask. You cannot ask questions, about people's personal lives or their ethnicity or their nationality. There's all sorts of rules that govern employment opportunities. However, with partners, anything goes. They are not employees. And you could ask them personal questions. You could ask them if they have issues about working in a work environment that may be predominantly Hispanic or predominantly African American. And if you don't like that answer that they give you, whatever it might be, you don't have to accept them as a partner. There is no discriminatory practices relative to interviewing partners or potential partners. So let me run down real quick the top 10 types of partners you absolutely do not want to bring into your business. And like Seinfeld, I kind of put a little name on each of these so you can remember them. They could also be found in my book, It's My Turn to Be an Entrepreneur. It's one of the subjects that I talk about in the book, and I go into much greater detail about these characters as I will categorize them. The first one is the procrastinator. You know, the procrastinator is someone that talks the talk but does not walk the walk. Whatever something needs to be done, if you need it done today, it will be pledged to be done tomorrow or next week. It will simply be put off. If you're running a small business, everything has an urgency. You need to get things done immediately. Do not bring in a partner that puts things off till tomorrow because it will never get done and your business will not be successful and it will not grow. The second type of personality you don't want to hire is the perfectionist. He's similar to the procrastinator, but the perfectionist will also never get anything done, but for a completely different reason. No decisions will be made because of a fear of making a wrong decision. So his modus operandi will be to work every decision to death, to do endless research, to consult experts, to call friends, to build spreadsheets, because he wants whatever decision he needs to make to be absolutely perfect and supported with data. Unfortunately, when you run a small business, you need to make a lot of decisions on the come, immediately. You got to get to tomorrow with answers to problems today. So stay away from someone who wants to be perfect all the time. The next type of personality you don't want to bring in, I call the sheep. Now, the sheep may be an acceptable partner under certain circumstances, but very simple. Simply, the sheep is a follower. If you're looking to bring in a partner that you want to play a very active role in developing or managing a certain area of your business, you don't want someone who is a follower, someone who's going to come to you and say, what do you want me to do next? What do you think the next best thing should be in running this department? You want that person to take the bulls by the horns and lead that department, hire people, solve problems without having to come to you every single time. Now, as you build your business, sheep are great to have. It's not meant to be a negative characteristic, but most employees have those sheep qualities, but they work well under those circumstances. They like to be told what to do. They like to be given goals and targets in order to achieve, and that's how they work best. Just don't do it when picking a partner. The fourth type of partner you absolutely don't want to have, and opportunities like this come up all the time, it is one that I call the inventor. The inventor is just that. He is an inventor. You should have absolutely no expectations that anyone that is an inventor knows anything or even cares about running a business. His goal in life is to invent things. And if they can be brought to market, that is fantastic, but he will contribute absolutely nothing to managing your business other than to look to you for more research dollars to develop the next big thing. Stay away from the inventor. The fifth type of personality you do not want to bring in as a partner is the fantasist. The fantasist is someone that is simply not grounded in reality and someone who lives in the future. It's someone that has they may have big dreams about what life might be in the future, but they have no idea on how to achieve those dreams. They want to be wealthy, but they don't have the experience or the skill set on how to achieve those dreams. So stay away from the fantasist. The sixth type of personality, and everyone will be able to relate to this one, I have nicknamed the Donald. The Donald, of course, makes reference to billionaire Donald Trump. There are a group of people out there that believe that simply because they are a partner in a business, that they now have a well of money to spend. Now, Donald Trump has spent many, many years building his wealth, and he spends money and acts like Donald Trump because he has earned money. To hire or to partner with someone that has a Donald Trump type of mentality that is going to use that business as a source of money to go out and buy cars and buy houses and buy clothes and do things when the business isn't generating that type of money to support that type of business, you need to stay away from that person because they simply will drain your bank account and not be very productive. The last four, we're going to run down these real quick as we're coming up on the hour already. The first one is the chief. There are people that have CEO mentalities, and when you're running small businesses, you don't need a lot of chiefs. You need people that are going to do things. Don't look for someone that wants to put their name on a business card and tell everyone they're the chief executive officer, even if they aren't. The eighth type of personality you don't want to have is an illusionist, because what do illusionists do best? They disappear. Just like David Copperfield, you hire someone that has an illusionist type of personality, whenever anything needs to be done, there's going to be a disappearing act. He's going to be on vacation all the time, and he's going to completely avoid work that needs to be done. The ninth type of person is the money pit. Now, he's not like the Donald. This type of personality is someone that has all sorts of financial problems. And the last type is the drinking buddy. Don't do that. It's time to wind up our fifth show already. I want to once again thank Dave Olson, our producer, for doing his usual outstanding job. Next week's show, we are going to be talking about setting up not-for-profit businesses as an alternative for you. We're going to have the president of the Gateway for Cancer Research to let you know what she's doing in running her not-for-profit business, and we're looking forward to having everybody coming back next week right here on TalkZone.com. See you next week.